A stream of visitors at the National Museum in Sana'a opened for just 2 weeks. A chance for people to see some 2,000 looted artifacts that have been returned to the collection. Riyad Al-Farah is a researcher who specializes in ancient Yemeni history.
We saw many things that we had never seen before. Among them are pieces that were recovered during 2006, 2007, and also in 2013 and 2020. Pieces that had been seized and documented by the judiciary are not on display.
The museum opened first in 1971 and holds thousands of relics, from coins and carvings to folios from early Qurans. Some items are more than 2,000 years old.
This is the throne used in ancient Yemen. It is decorated with ibexes and inscriptions. Of course, it must have been cushioned with something. The inscriptions are very precise with important details. The name of the king and the era is also engraved here.
Authorities say the museum has remained closed during the war to protect the collections. They also lack the budget to keep it open.
The main reason is lack of resources. In addition to the war imposed on us by the Saudi-led coalition, the arrogant American aggression on our country, and the bombardment in the vicinity of the museum, which caused many cracks and fissures.
In February, the U.S. agreed to return 77 stolen antiquities to Yemen. Authorities are hoping more people will be interested in the displays so the museum will generate enough money to reopen permanently and preserve these artifacts that offer a glimpse into Yemen's ancient history. Umm Kulsum Sharif, Al Jazeera.